Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. My power turned up. Stop it right now. I'll be done. I'll play my fight.
This is Whirl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Okay, you know, well, let's see. Well, it's a gorgeous day out today. Sun is shining here in New York City, and right now it's 11:30 a.m., and we're going to get into the competitive reality shows, you know, the Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, America's Got Talent, and then there's The Voice. Yes, and we're following The Voice right now because on NBC, because you heard Marina Cello battle it with a teammate Ricky Duran singing Valerie, and Cello is on the Team Blake, and who had saved her to the next round. And so Marina is going to be talking to us about how it was to get on the show, well, we won't get into, of course, we can't get into whether she won or not, but I'm not clear if it's like all taped or it's live or how this works, but then again, she'll tell us. But in the meantime, as we're waiting for her to call in, I'm going to start to play one of her songs, not necessarily one that she, that she sang on the show. This is one that she had recorded. Okay, so this way we can hear her voice. Okay, well, we got her calling in, so now let's get her on here. Hello, Marina.
Hi, Merle. How are you?
Okay. So, I already know. Of course, I'm not going to ask who won or anything like that. But I have some questions just in terms of the show. Now, is this kind of like, are people calling in and voting? Is this one of those, or is it only the judges?
It's still up to the coaches. Yeah, it's still up to the coaches right now. I think the lives is when the audience takes over.
Oh, at some point the audience will take over.
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, when you say, so at this point, in the show, it's not live, right?
No, this is not live. This is still pre-taped.
Okay. So how does this,
yeah.
So t- tell us how this works before we get into how you got it there. But so how does this whole thing work?
Well, we're in the knockouts. I believe it's still battles today. And then the second hour starts the knockouts portion of the show. And you choose your own song, and you go up on stage with your knockout partner, and you guys each sing a song, and then your coach chooses, you know, who stays and who goes home. So we're in this portion of the show.
Okay. So in other words, let's say you're on Team Blake, and
yes.
How many, like, total, how many people got on Team Blake or got on each team or whatever to start?
I think we had 12 or 13? I don't remember. I think it was 12. I think it was 12
okay.
to start off. Yeah, so 12
just
people.
So at this point in the show, like, you're gonna, is the show on tonight, by the way?
Yes, it's Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, on Monday and Tuesday
okay.
at 8 o'clock on
so
NBC.
At this time in the show, at this point, like, are there less people now on each team?
Yeah. So we already went through battles, so it's less people now. I think it's eight. We have 8 people now.
Okay. So we have a while yet to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, when it gets to the point, will there wind up being, like, one person on each team when we continue on and on?
It really depends on the audience. Once the knockouts are done and the live starts, the audience gets to choose who stays and who doesn't. It doesn't go by team, I believe. It's whoever the audience wants to keep on the show.
Okay. And at that point, like, around when will this start kind of thing?
I'm not sure.
I mean,
in the next couple
know.
Of weeks, I would imagine so.
Oh, okay. That's what I was kind of wondering, how long the show goes until another month, 2 months?
Yeah, a few more weeks, I think, right before, like, the major holidays, I think it'll be done. I think at the end of November, maybe? I'm not sure. It kind of just, you know, we don't really get to know the schedule too much.
Okay.
I would imagine,
just to get an idea. Now, how did this whole thing come about, you're getting on the show?
Actually, I got contacted on Instagram last year around this time. I did like a hashtag challenge that they were doing. I was called 12 Days of Voice. And I hashtagged one of my videos that I was singing in, and one of the casting producers reached out to me and told me, you know, like, we love what we heard, we want to hear more. And, you know, I went through the process, and that's how I wound up in L.A. I always loved the show, and I always wanted to be on it. I just never really tried out. Like, I don't know. Like, but when they reached out to me, it was so exciting.
So, like, once you get on the show, I mean, you're here in New York at the moment. But once you get on the show, they keep you in L.A. the entire time until whatever point you're not there, if you know what I mean.
No, you go back and forth.
You do?
Stay there the whole time, no. Yeah, you go back and forth.
They'll fly you back and forth. That's good. I was going to ask you, so what have you been doing during the week?
It's good that, you know, that we go back and forth, because I have a 5-year-old. I couldn't stay away from him that long.
Okay. So you got the call, and then what happened? Then they flew you right out to L.A.?
Well, you audition in your city, and then it was called the callbacks, and once I got through that, that's when I went to LA.
Okay, so that must have been really cool, huh?
Yeah, this whole experience has been, you know, like a once in a lifetime. So cool. Everyone that works for the show, all the contestants, it's truly a beautiful experience. I'm so thankful.
That's really great. So now tell us about yourself, anyway. Castle Brea.
I grew up in Queens. Now I currently live in Long Island, and I sing all the time. You know, I have a husband and a 5-year-old son, who are my biggest supporters. And you know, I don't know how to talk about myself. It's so strange, but I just love to sing, and I hope, you know, to keep singing and keep inspiring and keep writing and keep going after my dream.
So when did you, like, start singing?
When I was a little girl. I think I got the music bug for my dad. He was a singer, so I got it pretty early. Been singing all my life.
Okay, yeah. Did you, like, sing in Glee Club or whatever they had in schools, choruses and things like that?
Yeah. I was always in chorus class. I was always in talent shows. Anything that, you know, required me to sing, I was always there front and center for sure.
And did you always do the same style all the time, or have you changed your style, or, you know?
I mean, I pretty much stayed true to, you know, what I love to sing, which is like pop, rock, R&B-ish, like style music. But yeah, I mean, I would sing jazz sometimes. I'll sing like a really rock song. But my core is pop, like rock with a little bit of soulful sound to it.
Oh, that's cool. I already, you know, they made me listen to it while I before I interviewed you. I had to go back to listen to it again, because sometimes I watch and sometimes I don't. And I went, oh, let me go back to this again, you know, to see.
Yeah.
But and I could see why, you know, well, why you were doing well.
Thank you so much.
So and by the way, so we might as well plug. You own a catering company?
I manage a catering hall in Queens called Oligarch. It's over in Kew Gardens. Yeah, that job definitely keeps me busy.
Wait a minute. What's it called? Wait a minute.
Oligarch?
What's it called?
Oligarch?
Oligarch?
Oligarch.
In Kew Gardens? Gardens. Did they tell you I review restaurants?
No.
Okay.
Oh boy. What a small world. It's more like a catering hall though. It's like where you would have your wedding, you know, your big like family events and stuff. Prom, stuff
like
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not open every day.
So I understand that in 2007 you landed a deal with P. Diddy's Bad Boy Records.
Correct, yeah.
You did a single called Sideline.
Yes. I was actually signed to an imprint on that label, which was owned by the president of Bad Boy Records, Harf Pierre. He signed me on to Crazy Joint Bad Boy Records deal, and we released a single with a B-side single called What's Done Is Done and Sideline.
Okay. Now,
yeah, I got to work with a lot of great people.
Oh, that's fabulous. Do you enjoy, like, going into the studio and recording? That must be a
good time. Yeah,
and
it's a beautiful process.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, because you have to keep over, you know, different tracks and things like that. So it's you know, it must be a lot of fun when it finally finishes and then you hear the whole thing. Oh, that's what it all sounds
yeah,
like.
You know,
oh, good.
Yeah, you know, I got to work with a lot of amazing producers and songwriters, and a Sideline was actually written by the lead singer of Magic. You know that song, Why You Gotta Be So Rude? He wrote Sideline, so I got to work with him. I got to work with Mario Winans. I got to work with Surefire production team. I mean, there's so many people that are so talented, and I got, you know, I was fortunate enough to work with them. It's great.
That's good. Now, the song I started to play, what's the name of it?
It's called Addicted.
Okay. Can we play a little more of it, and then you could tell us why you chose why that particular song, what do you like about that? But so let's hear about at least a minute of it, okay?
Okay.
Everybody to hear. I'll play. I'm at the end of after we finish the interview. Then I'm going to play the whole song for everybody, and I can keep playing this every time I do a radio show. So now, do you write any songs?
Oh sure, yeah. I write a lot of my material.
Oh okay. Was this one that you wrote? By any chance?
This one actually, no, I didn't write this one, but I wrote plenty of other ones. I wrote Sideline, I wrote With Sun Is Done, I wrote a bunch of other songs that we got, you know, the chance to record, and I have so much material.
So when you're writing, are you writing both the lyrics and the music when you're doing it?
It really depends. Like if I find a track that I really love, I'll write the music and the lyrics to it. Sometimes I start from scratch. You know, the process is really different. Sometimes I'll get like a line that sounds great, or like as an idea, and I just write the rest of the song around the one line. It depends.
Oh, okay.
It depends on, yeah.
Now with the voice, do you ever get to do, or does anybody ever get to do a song that they wrote, or is there always somebody choosing the songs?
No, I don't think we do original music. I think they have done, like, you know, for the winner might come out and sing an original song, you know, on another show, but on the actual show, we always do covers of other people's songs.
Oh, okay. So is it always up to the coaches to choose the songs?
No, In the beginning stages, it's up to the coaches, and then later on, the artists get to, you know, have a little more input on what they want to sing. Knockouts is actually the round that we're heading into now. This week, we get to choose our own song, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So
yeah.
We got it to, so it's on tonight and tomorrow. The Voice?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Isn't that interesting? They always do two nights in a row with these with the shows now, I noticed.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so much to cover, yeah. And the first episode, the Monday night, is always 2 hours.
Okay, that's good. So I guess, do you have all your friends and fans, like, ready to call in or make sure they're watching the show and things like that?
Absolutely. You know, we're encouraged to always post and, you know, just let the our fans, our, you know, close ones to watch the show and support and everything. So, yeah, I definitely have all my people waiting and ready to go.
That's great. Well, I'll have to, at least I'll get this. Oh, this. By the way, the article's already in the newspaper. I already got the article printed in the newspaper.
I'm going to look out for it. Thank you
it's,
so much. I'm going to look out for it.
You could see it, the Queen's Times. You could see it online at this point, because I think
okay.
I had it in this past issue, because I have an issue
okay.
coming up that I'm getting the article. So it was in this past issue. It was like basic kind of thing to, you know, cheer her on and just whatever kind of thing, you know, that type of
thank
thing.
You.
So what will happen
that's
is
so
that,
you
know, I'll follow it. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be posting the show to my Facebook page. And
okay.
And then, you know, I have you tagged on it and I'm the whole bit.
Yeah,
so
I'm on
anybody
Facebook,
wants
definitely.
To. And you
yeah,
could,
definitely
yeah, you
tag
could.
Me.
Yeah, so anybody, anything else you want to talk about?
I just really want to say thank you for all the support. I got so much support from Queens, from Long Island, from all of New York. I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone that tunes in, that sends me messages, and all the support is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Oh, great. And, you know, I might, of course, depending on what happens, because we can't,
yeah.
you know, depending on what happens, but I'll keep watching it and continue with this, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. And, you know, I wish you the best of luck. I don't know, you know, like, I guess at the end it all winds up depending upon people out there, you know, calling
exactly.
in, I guess.
But absolutely. Keep tuning in because there's so much amazing talent. There, you know, all of us contestants are, like, working our butts off. It's an amazing experience.
Oh, sure. But I'm sure that, you know, like here, I look at it and I say, here's the worst case scenario. If somebody gets a gig out of this, or a couple of gigs, or a record out of it.
Yeah.
So
even
if they
even
don't
the
like,
worst case scenarios are always positive. So it's,
yes.
it's only great things come out of something like this. You know, you get a chance to shine, to show your talent, to tell your story. I mean, you don't get chances like this, you know, like just to be on primetime TV and have in upwards of 11, 12 million people watching you. I mean, that's, you can't buy that kind of time. I'm super
yeah.
thankful.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what time is it on Eastern Standard Time?
It's
what
on
time
NBC,
is it on tonight?
Mondays and Tuesdays, I believe at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Okay, make sure I'm not taking a nap during that time.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. And you know, as I said, I'll be following up on this. And, I could say good luck tonight, but you know, good luck, whatever. Well, anyway, good luck tonight. I'll be listening, that's for sure. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, great. Have a good time. Bye. Okay, so let's hear the entire song now. Coming up here in New York, here in Queens. I'm having a chicken soup cook-off. That's right. So I think we got 16 restaurants or catering places, and that are going to be participating. This is the fourth annual chicken soup cook-off that they're doing. And, what they have is they have, in terms of voting, they have four judges. And it happens that this year I've been asked to be one of the judges at this. And they also have, the vendors also have, go through a People's Choice Award. So you get to taste 16 different chicken soups if you want. And it's pretty good because, like, for an adult, for $18, you not only get all these soups to taste, you also, they provide bagels and dessert and cake and all is part of this. It's pretty good. So give you some ideas of, in terms of the restaurants, well, we have only one kosher deli coming in there. You know, the typical chicken soup maybe will have the matzo balls. But we also have Greek restaurants that are participating, Italian restaurants, and a couple of spicy Caribbean restaurants coming in. So this will be really interesting. I'm trying to taste all 16 different chicken soups, but maybe we'll find out who's going to win this year. But anyway, so I'm going to end the show early, and we'll see who we're getting on next. I really have to have my sponsor boy. I hate to say I got this recently. And
what would you do to earn brownie points?
Ate them all up.
How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these absolutely wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. They also have soft batch cookies as well. And there's also a new brownie that they had. It was a cinnamon, chocolate cinnamon. Oh, God. Anyway, their mint chip cookies are like, you know, like at least 10 times better than the kind you would get from the Girl Scouts. No, hands down, you know. But anyway, I got to go find some chocolate to eat. I really do. Okay, so I'm going to leave you. And wait, do I have a little time? Well, maybe on the next one. On the next time, I'm going to. I have a song from Fiddler on the Roof. You know that they have it. It's now being done in Yiddish. So I have the song, one of the songs, but and I'll play that another time. But in the meantime, have a great day, evening, morning, noon, night, whenever. And oh yeah, cats didn't annoy me. All the rubber chickens are asleep. I have a feeling I'll be bringing them to the chicken soup cooker, but they won't get cooked.